Chapter 8. Perceiving, Understanding, and Relating to Others. In this chapter, discovering how BPD affects perceptions, seeing how people with BPD violate other people's boundaries. If you're in a relationship with someone who has borderline personality disorder, BPD, you may be confused by the mixed-up communications and unexpected emotional reactions you receive from your lover, colleague, or friend. You may feel misunderstood and puzzled because one day you're wonderful in your friend's eyes, and the next, you're the worst person in the world. You likely wonder what you can do to make things better. The first step to improving the situation is becoming more aware of what's going on. People with BPD have serious problems with relationships. Overall, they have more broken relationships, problems getting along at work, and arguments with relatives and friends than most people do. People with BPD marry somewhat less often than other people and usually have fewer children. In this chapter, we describe the problems people with BPD often have in getting along with others. These problems are the result of their extreme inability to stand back from situations and understand other people's perspectives. The ability to step back requires three different but related skills that people with BPD typically lack. Ability to understand the needs, feelings, and beliefs of other people. Ability to see how other people perceive them. Ability to see how their own behavior affects others. The problems with understanding other people's needs, feelings, and perspectives lead people with BPD to run over the boundaries of other people. They place excessive demands on people, feel entitled to special treatment, and become enraged when they don't get what they want. We discuss all these issues and more in this chapter. Standing in other people's shoes. Perspective taking involves being able to comprehend the views, feelings, and needs of other people. Having this ability often leads to success in relationships, school performance, and job performance, as well as empathy for others. Good therapists have this skill in abundance. However, this capacity isn't something that everyone shares. In fact, babies don't come into the world with the ability to understand that other people have views that differ from their own. Instead, this skill evolves through at least young adulthood, if not beyond. Furthermore, in any particular person, the ability to understand other people's perspectives varies over time. For example, someone who normally has good empathy for others can show no understanding of another driver after ice on the road causes that driver to run into him. Life stressors as well as experiences can cause some shift in a person's ability to understand other people. This section takes a look at how perspective taking affects people with BPD and the ones they love. Understanding other people. Sometimes people with BPD appear surprisingly able to read cues from other people. They seem almost able to enter other people's psyches and become one and the same. However, most of the time, people with BPD utterly fail to grasp the reasons behind and the implications of what people are thinking and feeling. In other words, they know what others are feeling, but they don't understand why they're feeling that way or what their feelings mean. The following story about Jasmine, a woman with BPD, and Carlos, her boyfriend, illustrates the skill of picking up cues, yet misinterpreting the meaning of those cues. Jasmine arrives home and sees her boyfriend, Carlos, draped across the couch watching the news. She greets him with a quick kiss and immediately launches into a description of her busy day. Carlos, still immersed in his television show, doesn't respond. "Hey, baby." She moves closer to him. "You seem out of it. What's wrong?" Jasmine has correctly discerned that Carlos isn't paying attention to her. Carlos sits up, immediately cautious. "I was just interested in this show. The stock market is down again. I'm sorry, what did you say?" "Well, obviously nothing important to you, Jasmine retorts. Although she sees something is going on with Carlos, she misinterprets the meaning of his inattentiveness. He was simply absorbed by the stock market, but she assumes he has no interest in her. Carlos sighs, knowing that he has to be very careful or there will be another fight, something he wants to avoid. Jasmine, I'm always interested in your day. I'm really sorry that I didn't hear you. Don't make this a big deal. It wasn't to me. Come on, tell me again. So now you're telling me that I'm not a big deal. Forget it. Watch your stupid show. Carlos realizes that he's on a treadmill going nowhere. He sees no way of getting through to Jasmine. Nothing he says at this point will make things okay. So he says nothing, and she leaves the room. Jasmine was quite accurate in perceiving Carlos's distraction. To that degree, she was able to take his perspective. But she goes awry when she misinterprets his inattentive mood as a personal slight. She proceeds to interpret everything else he has to say in the same way. Her ability to take another person's perspective is impaired. Therapists who work with people who have BPD often report that their BPD patients have a difficult time seeing things from other perspectives. For example, a therapist may arrive at a session feeling a little tired or distracted. His client with BPD sees the mood alteration and may accuse the therapist of not caring or of being angry. Being unable to take the perspective of other people obviously hampers good, long-term relationships. Not surprisingly, this inability can bog down a therapeutic relationship and make intimacy almost impossible. We show you how you can improve your perception skills in Chapter 18. Seeing yourself through other people's eyes. Taking other people's perspectives includes being able to see yourself as others see you. Unfortunately, most people with BPD have serious deficits in this skill as well. They engage in a variety of problematic behaviors and emotional outbursts without understanding how other people will see those behaviors. After all, they see their own behaviors as quite rational and reasonable. The behaviors and emotions that they exhibit and that others perceive as outrageous or controlling include the following. Jealousy. Anxiety over the possibility of being abandoned drives many people with BPD to act intensely jealous by calling their partners excessively, seeking constant reassurance, and checking up on their partner's every move. They don't understand that behaviors like these often annoy other people and drive them away. Seductiveness. Often without being aware of how their behaviors appear to other people, many people with BPD engage in sexualized, seductive gestures, facial expressions, and touches that are far from benign or meaningless. They often act surprised or even outraged when others respond with sexual advances of their own. Other times, people with BPD have affairs at the same time that they're jealous of such a possibility in their partners. Anger. People with BPD don't understand why their aggressive outbursts cause others to either avoid them altogether or approach them with trepidation. We discuss this emotion in detail in Chapter 6. Hysteria. People with BPD tend to respond to everyday stressors with excessive emotionality. Whether their irritation turns into rage, their sadness turns into profound dysphoria, their pleasure morphs into ecstasy, or their worry converts into terror, they respond at far higher levels of intensity than most situations warrant. Impulsivity. Whether they take part in self-mutilation, suicide attempts, threats, or out-of-control spending, people with BPD don't know how to put brakes on their behavior. We discuss this symptom of BPD in detail in Chapter 5. Although you can hear about these behaviors in various chapters throughout this book, the point we want to make here is that people with BPD engage in these behaviors with almost no awareness of how their behaviors look to other people. So when they explode, They don't realize that their anger appears wildly inappropriate to other people. The following story about Karen, Don's mother-in-law who has BPD, shows how oblivious people with BPD can be to the impact of their behavior on others. Dawn is staying with her mother-in-law, Karen, while her husband is out of town for a few days. Dawn inadvertently puts a silver-plated butter knife into the dishwasher. Later, Karen unloads the dishwasher and spies the knife. She carries the knife into the living room where Dawn is reading a novel. Shaking the knife at her, Karen yells, "Are you so utterly stupid that you don't know not to put silver in a dishwasher?" Dawn replies, "Gosh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was silver. I'm really sorry." "Sorry won't replace the knife. You're just trash. You can't even appreciate fine things. I wish my son could have picked someone more refined." Dawn blushes and retreats to her bedroom. She calls her husband and asks him what's wrong with his mother. She tells him, "I don't think I can ever trust her about anything." Her husband sighs and says, "I know. That's my childhood you're looking at. Just talk about the weather or something. I'll be back tomorrow." Dawn says, "I really don't know if I can ever stay here again." The next morning, Karen greets Dawn with a warm smile and a cup of coffee. She says, "How about we go to the mall today?" Dawn, now totally confused, says, "Oh, sure." Taking her husband's advice, she adds, "It looks like it'll be a nice day for shopping." Karen has a rich history of searching for friends and not finding or keeping them. She can't understand why other people remain so aloof. She can't see herself and her actions through their eyes. Karen believes that after an incident is over, it's over. She fails to understand that Dawn now sees her as a volcano ready to erupt. Karen never comprehends why Dawn seems so distant in the ensuing years. In fact, Karen has no idea how Dawn feels about her. Causing unintended hurt. Loving someone with BPD isn't easy, because people with BPD not only fail to understand how others feel about them, but they also fail to see how they impact others. For those who care about people with BPD, the experience of their relationship can be frightening and hurtful at the same time. However, people with BPD are so focused on their own emotional distress and turmoil that they can't step back and see the pain and suffering they cause others. The ability to take other people's perspectives is a crucial part of getting along in relationships. Being able to see how other people think and feel enables you to successfully relate to friends, colleagues, and lovers. Remember, people with BPD are truly deficient in understanding the nature of other people's thoughts and feelings. They're not purposely trying to hurt themselves or others. The following story about Gary, a man who has BPD, and his wife, Denise, depicts Gary's unawareness of how his behavior profoundly affects his wife. Often, people with BPD are astonished when their spouses leave them. Outsiders, on the other hand, aren't so surprised. "Denise, did you get my jeans washed?" Gary asks. "Yep, they should be on top of your dresser with all the other folded clothes for the trip," Denise replies. "By the way, we need to leave for the airport in about 15 minutes. Traffic can be bad at this time of day." Gary looks at his watch. He knows all about getting stuck in traffic and being late for the airport. Anger pulses through his body. He purposely slows down his pace and starts to stall. As the time they're supposed to leave gets closer, he can see that Denise is ready. She's looking at the boarding passes and making sure that she has both passports. He hates the fact that she's so organized and throws it in his face. His suitcase remains half full on the bed, and it's time to go. Denise is aware that Gary gets tense before trips. She tries to stay out of his way and be as helpful as she can. Unfortunately, it never works. She carries her suitcase out to the car, checks the locks, and leaves on a couple of lights. With no time built in for traffic, Gary rushes out with his suitcase and speeds down the driveway. Neither of them speaks during the tense trip to the airport. On the plane, Denise orders a drink to calm her nerves. She knows that Gary disapproves, but drinking in front of Gary somehow gives her a sense of control. Gary, full of rage, holds his newspaper so that she can't see his face. Denise settles down with a novel, knowing that this will be another trip of silence. She brushes away a few tears. Denise knows that Gary suffers from BPD and that he doesn't seem to be able to control his emotional responses. She tries not to take his moodiness personally, but through the years, she has become more and more withdrawn, afraid, hurt, and angry. One day, she will leave him. Gary's mind is so totally absorbed by his own misery that he simply can't see how hurtful his behavior is to Denise. He has no idea that she will leave him one day, even though abandonment is one of his greatest fears. Busting through boundaries. Fences set the boundary lines around property, but people have boundaries too. Personal boundaries set the rules, limits, expectations, and even personal space that people desire. Like different people, different cultures also tend to have somewhat different boundaries. For example, citizens of the United States usually stand a couple of feet apart when conversing. People in Latin America, France, and the Arab region often prefer to stand somewhat closer, and people from Japan and Germany stand a little farther apart. If you've traveled abroad, you may have felt uncomfortable with the space expectations of the citizens of the country you visited. Space is only one of many boundaries that people set with the hopes that others will respect them. For example, you probably wouldn't make a social call in the middle of the night because you wouldn't want to greatly annoy your friend. And you may know that when you call a potential new love interest too often, that person may feel like you're crossing an important boundary. People with BPD don't understand or respect other people's boundaries. Therefore, they often trample on what other people feel are important limits. Brianna's story typifies some of the various ways that someone with BPD may run over other people's boundaries. Brianna frantically texts her boyfriend, Noah. "Where are you? Thought you were coming at 7. Will be late to the office party." Noah texts her back. "It's 10 after. On my way. Bad traffic." Noah's having second thoughts about this relationship. He's known Brianna for only a short while. They met at work, and she came on strong. Although they've been dating only about 2 weeks, she now goes crazy when he's a few minutes late. She talks to him way too much while he's working and gets jealous when he talks to other coworkers about work. He pulls into her driveway, distracted by his concerns. Brianna stands in the open doorway. She throws her arms around Noah and presses her body close. She says, "Let's make up before we go to the party." Feeling off balance, Noah says, "Gosh, I'd love to, but not now. Our boss will be mad if we show up much later than we already are." They arrive at the party, and Brianna hugs the boss and tells him, "Noah wouldn't have sex with me before we came. He was so afraid of making you mad. Can you believe that? Do you think I'm cute?" Both Noah and the boss blush. By the end of the evening, Brianna has had too much to drink and has flirted with most of her male coworkers. Noah tells her, "I'm not so sure we're right for each other." Although it's 11:30 p.m., Brianna feels upset and calls her therapist for support, even though her therapist told her only to call during office hours unless it's an emergency. She tells the therapist, "My boyfriend just dumped me, and I feel awful." Her therapist asks, "Do you feel like hurting yourself?" Brianna replies, "Gosh, no, I'm just upset and I want to talk. Aren't you interested in how I'm feeling? You don't understand me very well, do you? Do you even care about me?" Brianna has breached boundaries in many ways. She flirts and crosses boundaries at work impulsively. She reveals overly intimate information to her boss. And, of course, she crosses her therapist's boundaries by calling at a late hour and asking for special attention. Like many people with BPD, she goes from hot to cold to enraged within minutes. For more on the explosive emotions that many people with BPD experience, check out Chapter 6. Warning. Be aware that most therapists have guidelines for after-hour calls. Usually, they request that you make such calls only in cases of emergency. Your therapist needs to explain these policies to you, or you need to ask about them at the initial session. People with BPD fail to understand and appreciate interpersonal boundaries like the ones we describe in the preceding story. The following sections take a closer look at the problems people with BPD experience with boundaries in various types of relationships. Disrespecting partners and lovers. People with BPD typically fail to appreciate their partners' and lovers' boundaries. A man with BPD may demand to know where his partner is at all times and subject her to regular inquisitions because he has a deep fear of abandonment. Another man may demand that his partner cut herself off from her friends because of an intense bout of jealousy. People with BPD frequently attempt to control the lives of their loved ones because of worries about abandonment. Paradoxically, their worries often cause the very thing they're hoping to prevent. Slighting friends and coworkers. People with BPD always seem to live in the eye of a hurricane, having multiple crises going on in their lives at any given time. During these predicaments, they're likely to push their friends to the point of disgust and practically force them to support their causes. Sometimes they even ask their friends to inappropriately intervene on their behalf. They also may breach boundaries by revealing confidences to other people. And they have a special talent for setting up conflicts among their friends and acquaintances. In addition, people with BPD make unreasonable demands of their employers, requesting special treatment, hour changes, additional time off, or private meetings. To receive special considerations, they may claim to have esoteric illnesses that they really don't have. They also often spread rumors about their coworkers, igniting the atmosphere at work. Straining relationships with helpers. Doctors or therapists working with people with BPD notice that their clients make frequent demands that cross professional boundaries. For example, people with BPD are more likely than other clients to do the following. Ask for special appointment times. Cancel at the last minute. Seem overly friendly and personal. Behave seductively. Call after hours. Make ending a session difficult. Expect discounts or special financial considerations. Expect special help from their providers. Ask inappropriately personal questions. Demand certain medications they think they need. When professionals have a number of people with BPD in their caseloads, they can easily feel overwhelmed by the broad range of demands that their clients and patients make. People in the helping professions sometimes struggle to remain caring and empathetic without losing their professional objectivity. See Chapter 25 for information about how professionals can clarify their own boundaries and maintain their sanity when working through these issues with patients who have BPD. Riding roughshod over kids. Parents with BPD cross boundaries with their kids in all sorts of ways. Sometimes they worry that their children will stop loving them, so they try to become their kids' best friends instead of being the guides or leaders that parents need to be. They often become overly involved in their kids' lives and interfere with normal development by doing their kids' homework, criticizing authority figures when their children run into trouble, stirring up arguments among their kids' friends and or parents, asking their kids to reveal almost every detail of their lives. Mental health professionals call such over-involvement enmeshment, which refers to the difficulty some people have in distinguishing between the lives of others and themselves. As you can imagine, kids with enmeshed parents have a harder time accomplishing the basic tasks of childhood and adolescence, such as forming a clear identity and acquiring the ability to function autonomously. At other times, parents with BPD fail to set proper boundaries with their kids by withdrawing, retreating, and becoming under-involved. Such parents fail to set reasonable rules and also neglect to provide love, attention, and support to their children. Kids of parents who can't set reasonable structures often fail to learn critical societal rules and end up vulnerable to various emotional maladies later in life. Parents with BPD sometimes continue running over their kids' boundaries even after they've grown into adulthood. Sometimes they ask their adult kids for advice about their own strained marriages or relationships. They may go to their kids for support, both financially and emotionally. They may also provide unasked for and unwanted advice to their kids about their relationships, lives, or finances. Whether people with BPD cross the boundaries set by their lovers, their therapists, or their kids, they do so because they don't understand why their loved ones set boundaries in the first place. All in all, people with BPD have a hard time respecting boundaries because they can't take other people's perspectives